Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to badlandsranch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to badlandsranch.com/save50 today.
You froze.
God, what is happening up there?
I'm recording now for your information.
Just know that I was recording and I was ready and Nicole.
We're not even going to say hello.
Oh, hi everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. didn't know you guys were here.
We're just going to be so rude and not even say hi.
Didn't know you guys were here about, we were just having a little casual conversation as friends do.
Yeah. I don't know why our internet connection's so bad today.
The vibes are off. No offense, but the Wi-Fi in your refrigerator is bad.
Okay, so clearly it probably is your fault.
No, I literally like looked at my phone. I was using data. That's what was happening.
Literally, Jake and I last night, we called. I answered his phone call. I don't know why. Sometimes I'll answer it. Sometimes I won't. Sometimes he calls me and I'm just in this like phase of me laying in bed and I just can't move. Like I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to speak. And I just like let the phone ring and I just like look at it. That's not me ignoring you. I think it's beneficial for our friendship that I don't answer the phone, because if I did answer the phone, I wouldn't be a very good friend in the moment.
So
I wouldn't
true.
Have anything interesting to say. I don't want to do that to you. So I think I think it's just better off that I don't answer. And you've never not answered whenever I've called. So I don't know what that says about you.
Just because I'm a really good person.
No, I just don't think that that's what that means. Sometimes I wish that you didn't answer with the way that you speak to me. So anyway.
Nicole, what was I doing when you answered the phone? Do you remember last night?
I don't know. Coming inside of his house, I think.
No.
I think he was coming home from... What do you mean?
Remember, I saw a cat in the parking lot of my gym.
Oh, yes. Yeah. So Jake starts freaking out because he sees a stray cat, not understanding that if it probably belonged to someone. It likely was not a stray cat. It was probably just from around the neighborhood and decided to hang out inside the parking lot. So Jake was like, I need to save it. And I was like, it probably has a home. Like, it likely may have a home. Did it look like it might have a home?
No, it looked tattered. It was like that picture of the... Yes. Do you know that picture of the cat where it's like just the face is magnifying glass and it looked really angry?
Maybe.
It's like, and then it says, bring me the cat with the tattered tail. That's what this cat looked like. It looked like a mess. It looked like it had not been touched.
I'm sorry. I don't know what you're referring to, but
it's okay.
No. And so Jake is like running around and he's like, I need to save this poor cat. And I was like, okay, leave it alone. We are on the phone. Jake comes home. He accidentally FaceTime calls me while we're on calling. So
it was really random.
I let it answer and Jake is showing me his brand new refrigerator that he has. I am very excited because I'm a big fan of refrigerators. When
so
I would go to Home Depot with my mom. Yeah. When I would go to Home Depot with my mom when I was younger.
Oh, wait, didn't we talk about this one time?
I feel like we've definitely talked about this probably multiple times because it's something that I'm interested in, yeah.
No, we literally talked about this on one of our episodes that we never released.
Maybe, yeah. Okay, so sneak peek. I actually thought about that this morning when I woke up. I don't know why I was thinking about this, Jake, but I woke up this morning, like, and the first thought that came into my mind is the episodes that we recorded before our first episode are never going to see the light of day.
No, they literally are not. And I refuse to let them see the light of day.
And I know that we were like, oh, yeah, if we ever have to miss a week or something, we'll have like these secret bonus episodes. But I don't know why, but my first thought this morning when I woke up is those are never going to see the light of day because I don't think they need to. So I don't even remember what we talked about on them. But anyway, I'm a big fan of refrigerators and the way that they smell inside, especially a brand new refrigerator. And in my lifetime, I've only ever had a brand new refrigerator, I guess twice. Once was to replace ours in our home, and I was really excited because it was the first time in my life that we had like an ice and water machine. But the water machine does not work now, like the little like thing where you push and the water comes out. It doesn't work because all the pipes got frozen. And so my mom used to stand there and take everything out of the freezer, stand there with a blow dryer, like unfreeze the pipes, and then they would freeze immediately like the next day. So we just don't have like water coming out of there. We have ice, but we just use a Brita filter. That's fine. And then when I moved to college and the building that Jake and I lived in was a brand new building and we had a brand new refrigerator. It was so new that we got to like peel off like that little like plastic film on it.
Yeah, that was so satisfying. Nice.
And they smell so amazing on the inside. And if you ever go to Home Depot, you get to see all the different refrigerators and you get to smell what they smell like on the inside. So obviously I'm really excited about Jake's new refrigerator, but Jake places the phone inside the refrigerator and he has really bad Wi-Fi connection inside of the refrigerator. And I had to hang up on him because I couldn't even see him. And I texted him and I said, no offense, but the Wi-Fi in your refrigerator is really bad.
It was a moment for us. I was like, I just remember being like, why can't I see Nicole right now? And then I was like, oh, there's like the little LTE for like the 4G in the corner of my phone, which means that I was on data. And I was like, why didn't I get Wi-Fi in my fridge?
Yeah. So maybe you should return the fridge because clearly this isn't going to work. Because you have really good lighting in there and it's hard to look at you from any other lighting. And it's really, really nice when you put your phone in the refrigerator.
From the...
Yeah, because this is the only way I can stand to look at Jake from now on. Yeah. And I like requested, I was like, hey, Jake, don't take any offense to this, but I really can only stand to look at you when it's from outside of the refrigerator with the refrigerator light because it looks so nice.
I brought a new refrigerator in last night just to fix the issue.
So the Wi-Fi is better.
The Wi-Fi is better. Yeah. I mean, clearly. Well, maybe not that much better.
Well, I don't know because our Wi-Fi is kind of bad today. Yeah, so I don't really know what's up with that. So I don't know. All I'm saying is get your Wi-Fi checked out and maybe check out a different fridge for your home because clearly these two are not working.
I'll consider getting my Wi-Fi checked out.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you. Yeah.
No, this fridge is so exciting for me because we've had like this fridge from like the 1980s in my house since I was born.
Should we title this episode Jake Got a New Fridge and be like, wow, this is the one, like people are gonna be so interested in this one, like this one fridge is gonna be the one to get a lot of listens.
We should look up like a bunch of fridge. We should look up a bunch of fridge like brands and like models and like talk about them.
Can you take a photo shoot within the fridge so that I can post it on the Instagram?
I will. I'll do that tonight.
Thank you.
But this fridge is so exciting because my parents, we've always had a refrigerator, like half and half freezer refrigerator. And then we used to have a freezer in our basement that broke, like a huge freezer that we'd put everything in. Mm-hmm. I come from a pretty large family. And
this is where I start zoning out and my eyes start crossing and like, I'm like looking right through you. And I'm
Nicole,
like,
mm-hmm. don't even pay attention. I'll just like edit a bunch of like random mm-hmms into this and like it makes it sound like you actually care. But that broke and then I was like, and then my parents were like, okay, we gotta get like a new freezer or whatever. They were like gonna drop so much money just to get a freezer for my basement.
No.
And I was like, y'all, please replace the refrigerator that you have in here. It is old
please
and it has
the
calcium.
Refrigerator that you have in here like, because it's old and it has calcium.
It has, like, calcium hardness stuff on it, like, from water, you know what I mean?
Yes, I know what you mean. That's so awful. They need to replace that.
It was so bad. And also, they got, like, a way bigger refrigerator, and they have, like, no kids living here.
You're lying. You literally live there.
Okay, I know, but
and
compared to how
brother
many used to live here, there's literally two of us when there used to be five.
That's one more than my household.
That's what I'm saying. I have a small family right now.
What do you consider my family? Teeny tiny sized?
Like bite sized.
Why did you make that face? You look like you literally just saw...
I wanted it to look like I was, like, a cannibal or something.
Army Hammer, stop. You're freaking me out.
Oh, my gosh.
Jake just, Army like, Hammer, did this, like, weird head. Face when he just said bite size. He, like, looked at me like I was a piece of meat. Like, Army Hammer, please. Stop it. Stop. I saw this one TikTok today that hurt my feelings, and it was about some girl was talking about how she's an only child, and if there's one thing that she learned in college is to not tell people that she's an only child, and that if people ask, to just lie and say that you have like a brother or sister, because people will always look at you badly if you say that you're an only child. And what? All of the like, she was just joking. She's not actually gonna lie to people. It was just, she's kidding. But every single one of the comments is bashing on only children and being like, that is such a red flag. That was like the top comment, is it's a red flag. Like, only children are the worst people to ever exist. Literally the most awful things about only children. I sat there and internalized it all. And then I was like, wow, I feel really powerful that I'm like sitting here rent free in so many people's minds right now because I'm an only child.
People are really, I hate people who are that extreme online. Okay. And I've started to get really sick of it because I follow some people.
Are you an only child?
No.
Did you make up all your brothers and sisters?
Yeah, they don't exist, Nicole. The one that was annoying us last night, it was just a sound that I played.
No, you're
my
just
house.
Really good at ventriloquism, and you're the one that's like making the voice of your brother. Yeah, exactly. I never actually see your brother on screen. It's actually always like he's never dun, dun, dun. On FaceTime. Yeah. So yeah, okay, right. Yeah, continue. You hate the internet. Why? Are you defending us only children now? I'd love to hear it.
Well, I think I think I'm just attacking people who are like I just hate like people who are extreme online about like really stupid things. Like, I know someone who I don't really know. I just follow him on Twitter and TikTok, and like the whole brand of his Twitter and TikTok is saying like, can we like cancel blah 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 and blah 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 or something.
Did you unfollow this person?
No, I have not.
So you kind of like the drama.
No, because you want to know what? It's like, I feel bad for them because one time they were like, can we cancel like alpha male gym rats because they're toxic and blah, blah, blah. And all of these gym like men duetted their video and were like, beta, you wish you looked like me and all of this.
Wait, so
and I was just like, you dug yourself that hole.
Are you angry at the alpha men, or are you angry at the person
I'm angry
who
at both
is tweeting these things?
I'm angry at both because both of those, like, groups of people, the person that I know and the person, or and, like, the people, the alpha gym rat males, they're being stupid and, like, annoying. I don't know. It's just, like, stop for a minute. You don't have to, like, always, I don't know. It's, like, trying to create drama with, like, every post. By, like, calling out some random group of people.
Yeah. Do you remember that one guy, the one who said that they're, like, Marsha P. Walters, right?
Yes.
Marsha
P. So Johnson.
Johnson, sorry. That kid who made that video.
Film
there's
Cooper.
Is that his name? Mm-hmm. Yes. And so he made a video that someone then, like screen recorded or whatever and put it. It, like, showed it, and then, like, oh, yeah, this kid says that he's so inspired by Marsha, yet this is another video that he's made, and it's him, like, doing push-ups and screaming, I don't want to be a twink, even though this guy is straight. And then all the comments, well, not all the comments, but there, I remember there being one specific comment, and that person was being, like, I don't see anything wrong with this, twink should be whatever, like, said something, like, really awful, and I was, like, I don't understand. Like, I don't understand how we have backpedaled into time, like, to being, like, okay, because a lot of, I don't know, whatever stereotypes you may have, like, that just, like, justifies it for you to be rude to people.
No,
again.
I get it.
I don't
it.
Understand
yeah.
that.
Well, my opinion on that whole matter was, like, just that he just said something really dumb. Like,
oh, yeah.
It was, like, that whole scenario was, like, completely harmless. Except for the fact that he, like, I don't know. If anything, it was just, like, made him look like an idiot. And people made it like he's a horrible person for it.
No,
I don't know.
I agree. That was
such a mess. That was so stupid.
I understand. It was just that comment that really got to me. He didn't make that comment. It was a random person. But being, like, defending him and being, like, who would want to be a twink? Like, just like saying,
yeah, that's like yikes, like, right?
This is just like a weird thing to say in general. Like, that's just a very weird thing. Like, if, why would you, you definitely would not have said that like 10 years ago, but now because it's like socially acceptable to be like edgy online,
yeah,
then it's like okay to like make edgy jokes.
That's like, I hate that. I hate that part of being online is like the fact that people, it's just like bold. It passes like the line of bold and just becomes like crass and a little rude, you know?
Yeah, and I tweeted about this the other day because it was like getting me so heated, but there, and I don't know, it just like stuck with me for a while because I think I just like can't understand how people can be rude online to people that they don't know for no reason if they didn't do anything wrong, like quite literally, like it's so weird, like the same people who will preach mental health matters or will preach it, like to not do basic, I don't know. I don't want to like set any weird examples, but what I'm trying to say is like, for example, this girl, she cut her hair. She literally said, I had a dream about this haircut and I'm doing it right now because I know exactly like what I want. And you could tell her style was more alternative. And I'm talking about like real alternative, not that like new alternative is like bad or anything, but like real alternative style is definitely different and most people won't like it. But because the alternative that we think now, like if you see like an alt girl, you're like, oh, this is a socially acceptable style now. But this girl was genuinely like what the old meaning of alternative was, what alternative fashion was. So this girl like wanted to have, she had really long hair and she wanted to have short hair at the same time. And so she cut her hair, the front of it, into like a bob and then left the back really long. And so it just looked like she just had layers that were not like blended in. All of the comments are like, please blend that. That looks awful. I'm a hairdresser. This looks terrible. Like, this is so bad. So she made a follow-up video where she, I think she was just like showing it off more, like putting it into a ponytail. She was so happy with it. And she kept saying, I'm so happy with it. You could genuinely tell that she loved it. It fit her style perfectly. And she said that it was inspired by these jorts that she had where the front of them is cut out shorter than the back of them. And it's exactly like what her hair looked like. And I thought, would I get this haircut personally? No. But does it look really cool on her? Yes, because she loves it. I don't care if a person if a person had an amazing haircut, but they don't feel confident in it, you can tell. But if a person had a crappy, quote unquote, crappy haircut to the average person, but they like it, they can still rock it. Because I can guarantee you, I wouldn't like most alternative haircuts on myself, but because people like it, it automatically looks better on them. So this girl was so happy with it. And so I commented on it and I was like, she didn't ask for opinions. She didn't ask for hate or negativity or criticism. She was just showing off that she likes her new haircut. So I don't understand why people are being rude. So this person commented back and they were like, she opened herself up to opinions and negativity as soon as she opened her comments up. The haircut's terrible. And I was like, I'm so confused as to why that's like ingrained, especially in younger people now, that like, because your comments are open, you open yourself up to negativity. It's like, that's not like a free hall pass. Like, this is not a like free pass for you to be rude.
Like, I have to walk around wearing earplugs? Like, I have to walk around wearing earplugs for people to not, like...
Yes, and they're like, oh, it's just, like, basically being, like, she asked for it because she posted online. That's such a weird thing to say. It's
yeah,
like,
that is a real one.
That shouldn't be expected that you're going to be shitted on just because you post online. For all that we know, that girl could have posted it. She could have had 5 followers and decided to just post it for her friends, not thinking anyone would see it. And now she has thousands of hate comments. She loves it, which I'm so happy about. She didn't let the negative comments get to her at all, even though there's thousands of comments of people being so mean to her. And this person was like arguing back and forth with me. And I was like, just do better. Just be a nicer person. Like, it literally does not cost anything to be kind, especially when you're talking about someone else's looks. But I guarantee you that as soon as like the conversation would be switched to mental health and this girl was getting, you know, her mental health was declining because of these comments, people would be on her side then suddenly.
Hi friends, this is just a quick content warning that in this next section we do talk about eating disorders. So if you would like to skip this part of the podcast, you're welcome to skip to around minute 27 and 30 seconds. All right. Yeah, Here's what I'm going to say. I actually had a really similar experience just yesterday with this. I have a friend from Temple who has a very popular TikTok account at Will Carves Pumpkins. I don't know if you've ever seen him. Is he
the one who taps dance? Tap dances?
No. Maybe. Oh, I don't know. Okay. I don't watch a lot of his TikToks, to be quite honest. But he started out carving pumpkins for Halloween last year.
And then never mind.
It, like, blew up. But now he spreads awareness for eating disorders, mm-hmm. which is a really incredible and positive thing to do with a TikTok platform, you know? Saying things like, you deserve to eat today, things like that. It's like that one girl who I literally am obsessed with, that video of her, like, having a meal with people on TikTok.
There's a few people like that, but I'm not sure which one you're talking about.
I think she did it first, and she's just adorable and, like, super nice, and she ate a donut.
Is she blonde?
No. Oh, no. No, she's not blonde.
I'm thinking
blonde.
Of another girl.
There's
another girl who's, like, blonde, and she'll, like, eat in the mountains. she'll eat, like, summer rolls in the mountains, and I'm like, wow, this is so inspiring. I want a summer roll.
In the mountains. Yeah, no,
in the mountains.
This girl just, like, she's like, I went to Dunkin' Donuts, and I got my favorite meal, like, an iced coffee and a donut. And, like, she, like, takes a bite, and, like, the person, it's just a nice thing to do.
Yes.
Anyway, His content is a lot like a big TED talk on mm-hmm. eating disorders, which is really cool. And he made a video which was included in this, like, fitness YouTuber's video, where he's saying, like, if you say things like you should eat less to people, like, you're not, like, trying to help them. If you don't, like, if you're not giving advice, like, real advice, concrete advice, and you're just saying you should eat less because you're fat, you are fat phobic and not, like...
So what, this fitness YouTuber was trying to tear them down?
He was saying, like, that what actually saying that is being honest with them and being nice.
When in reality, like, that's not even the truth. Like, if, like, let's just say somebody did want to lose weight. Nobody should say you should eat less. Always the tips are, like, about calories and that kind of
exactly.
stuff.
Exactly. So just saying eat less is not...
That's not an, like, answer, no.
Exactly, because that's like saying, like, oh, do you... Like me asking you for answers to, like, the math homework and being like, what did you get for number 11? And you were like, well, I just solved the problem.
No, yeah, that doesn't...
Exactly,
that doesn't
and, like,
work.
Not helping me at all, right?
And, so, like, if people are trying to lose weight in an actual healthy way and, like... be healthy, like a nutritionist or a dietitian or whatever, in most cases will likely never say eat less.
They'll,
like,
say that is never here's, like, yeah, here's, like, a recommended calorie intake,
right? Exactly.
So that's my point. And I commented on this guy's video and I said, well, to be quite honest, I understand where you're coming from, kind of. Like, yes, it is good to be honest with people sometimes, but the majority of people who comment on random people's videos saying that they're obese and that they need to eat less are not being helpful, okay? That's not good advice. And it's one thing to provide good advice, and it's another thing to say something that honestly, in a no-context situation, like a comment section, looks like bullying, and it looks like they are making fun of the person for being fat. And this guy comes in and he's like, if I called them, like, fatso or something like that, that would be mean. But I'm just being nice to them, like, by telling them the truth. And I said, I was just like,
Also, people didn't ask. Like, exactly, unless you're having a one-on-one conversation with someone, like, nobody asked.
Exactly.
For
so,
that.
So I said, basically, like, it's cool that you want to help people, but whether or not that comment is, however that comment is received, is based on the individual, you know, so you can't, it's like saying that they have to be happy that you gave them basically, like, ground zero bad advice.
So was this person a TikToker who, like, makes that kind of stuff?
Mm-mm. He's a YouTuber.
He's a YouTuber? Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah.
And it was just, like, sad. It's just sad to see that people are so...
It is.
It's delusional. It's, like, It's like, just, first of all, leave people alone. Second of all, it's like they completely deny the existence of eating disorders by saying that, like acting like their method of tough love is like really good. And then, but then they like deny the fact that any, or they completely ignore the fact that things like that bring up trauma from people's past with parents, with, you know, people in their lives who have always said stuff like that to them. And that's how people develop eating disorders or fall back into past eating disorders. And then that is arguably less healthy than, you know, eating too much food or something, you know?
Because what I was going to say is, like, if this person actually wanted to help people and be honest and help others, at least what I've learned is the only thing that helps me when I want to, like, let's just say, like, right now I'm having a hard time getting back into, like, working out, for example, because, like, I haven't done it in so long. I haven't had access to a gym. Like, I really miss working out. And the one thing that actually genuinely helps me back into working out is not the people who are like, get up, you lazy piece of shit. Like, you need to work out. Like, that's now or never. Like, that never motivates me.
Yeah.
The real people who motivate me are real people online who I follow, like TikTokers who I like and enjoy like their content and stuff. They're not even like fitness TikTokers or anything. I'm using TikTokers because I spend a lot of time on TikTok, but it's like people who just do stuff and they will show their like workouts. They're like, oh, today I just went on a walk for like 2 miles. Like, here's a, like a pretty little montage. Like, it's simple. Like, they're not, I don't think that their point is to necessarily like be like, I want people to get better. I think their goal is to just be like, I liked making this video and maybe it'll motivate someone else and like whatever. And maybe it'll even motivate themselves. I think that that kind of stuff motivates people more than anything. Because like preaching, what I've learned, because I used to be very preachy about like certain things, I learned that that doesn't ever help people. It's always just leading by example that helps people, and like people will then want to ask more questions. Like, for example, like me being vegan, I used to be like really preachy about it, and I realized that that didn't want to like convert anyone to veganism, but what did want to help people convert into veganism is just me living my life and then people asking questions about it. And now I have a few friends who have become vegan because they just saw me live my life and be happy and be open to answering questions and be welcoming. And I think that's the right way that you go into like, if you're wanting to talk about fitness, like that's the right way that you try and include people into your like lifestyle, is by motivating people to be healthy and leading by example and being open to answering questions and not like being preachy or like being quote unquote honest. Cause honest is just gonna like, but that version of honest, whatever that is, which I think is just being a dick, is just pushing people further away and actually like causing them to be resentful.
Exactly. I completely agree.
So I don't like that.
I completely agree. And I, you know what, like, if people really feel the need to, like, give their unsolicited advice, why is it always, like, in the public comment section or in, like, a mean-spirited way? If you actually wanted to help someone, why wouldn't you, like, DM them and be like, hey, I have a few, like, workout plans if you wanted them, kind of thing. Like, even that is a little better than, you know, publicly commenting. Because no matter what, the way that you're perceived and your comment is perceived online is the reality of your comment. Whether your intentions were good or bad or whatever, the way that people read it is how it is. So if you want to have good intentions, then you make it explicitly clear about your intentions and you do something that is actually productive. And you say something that's actually productive. Yeah.
I think the whole world of like fitness and everything that it's become online, because before it used to be really motivational to me when I was in high school, but then I kind of grew up and realized a lot of like the habits that I was learning and a lot of the advice I was taking was actually really unhealthy, but I thought it was super healthy because I was like, oh my God, I'm feeling like better than I ever have before. But then it instilled this like fear in me, and I only felt good when I was following these like rules or like following these things that people told me I should be doing. And it now looking back at it, I'm like, that's really weird that me as a senior in high school, I couldn't take a rest day because I felt like my whole world was going to fall apart. Like, I felt like I couldn't go on vacation with my family because how was I going to have access to a gym? Or like, I think about like all of the advice that I was given because I felt so on top of the world, but like, then I wasn't taught a balance of like resting or like eating whatever I wanted. You know what I mean? Like that didn't, there was like no taught balance. So like this high only lasted as long as I was like being strict to myself. And that's not normal because then I couldn't enjoy my regular everyday life. I wanted to tell you the story about bubble tea and what happened the other day.
Go ahead.
I was in the middle of telling this story.
Bubble tea tomorrow.
I was in the middle of telling this story to Jake beforehand, but then I had to stop
because she stopped herself very abruptly.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a new bubble tea place that opened up in my town. Now, there's no bubble tea places here. Like, we just don't have any, which is really hard and sad because I love bubble tea so much. And in Philly, there were so many different places. And I wish that I enjoyed it even more often, but I didn't take advantage of it enough. So I went to this new bubble tea place, really excited. Someone told me that they have oat milk. And I was like, oh, amazing, because I like milk tea more than fruit tea. I like fruit tea as well, but milk tea is where it's at. And if I can get vegan milk tea, then I'm going to get it. So I go inside and I ask the people, I was like, hey, is your matcha milk tea, is there any dairy in it if I get it with oat milk? They're like, huh, well, if you get it with oat milk, we still put creamer in it. And I was like, can you not add creamer? And they were like, no. So I was like, okay, so my only options are fruit tea then, right? And they were like, right. So I got a rose fruit tea boba with, you know, regular, I think it's called honey boba. And I got it and it tasted amazing. It tasted just like my mom's rose tea that she would give me as a little kid right before school in the morning. And I had a good time. And anyway, while I'm waiting for my bubble tea, there's a two people sitting on like the bench behind me, and the girl goes, excuse me? And I turn around, she goes, what's your name? And I said, oh, me? And she's like, yeah. And I was like, Nicole. And I didn't know why she was asking my name, so I was just like very hesitant. And I, now looking back at it, I should have given a fake name, because I've been learning about not giving your real name out to strangers recently. So I should have just been like, Rebecca, why are you making that
face?
You
look like Rebecca.
Thank you. Thank you so much. No, I just am learning more about, like, you know, safety. And these two people could have trafficked me. I should have not said my real name. So I...
Oh, they weren't the people who worked there?
No. It was two people who were waiting on their boba. And the girl asked me, she said, what's your name? And whatever. So I said, Nicole. And then she's like, okay, here's just a tip, Nicole. Don't ever get fruit tea with honey boba. It's disgusting. And I look at her and I go, really? Because I get this all the time and it's good. And I wasn't. And normally in these situations when I'm like, when I'm like super stressed out, like just in the moment, like frazzled, I will usually like lie and be like, yeah, you're right. It's disgusting. Oh, no. But like I was like, no, it's actually really good. I also didn't like the way that she said it to me. And so she goes, oh, really? Well, I never liked it. And like immediately went on her phone and was just like looking at her phone, like wouldn't look at me anymore. And I was like, what
are
you?
She was tweeting about you.
Right. And I looked at her.
She was like, she was like, this stupid girl online likes the likes the fruit tea with honey boba.
I was like, please tell me how that's disgusting. Regular tapioca and sugar that's boiled in sugar water with fruit tea. How is that disgusting? Why would that?
I don't know.
She
sounds like weird.
Well,
it sounds like that girl in the Jamba Juice line who tried to pull me into her white scheme.
What? Hold on. You tell that story when I'm done with my story. But
okay, go ahead.
Because now I'm intrigued. But she said to me, well, I looked at her and I was like, what do you like then? If you don't like the honey boba with the fruit tea, what do you like then? Do you like popping boba? She goes, I love popping boba. And I go, really? Because I think it's disgusting. And then she goes,
really? You got her, Nicole.
Well, no, I was just so confused as to like what this girl's like energy was. She seemed like really nice, but then she was
like,
so
why was she
to
coming
me.
Up to you?
She just seemed so nice at first and then was being with a weird tone. And then I was like, are we gonna like fist fight here in the new boba place? Like, I don't think that they want this.
Wait, also, why did she need to know your name to tell you that boba sucks? Excuse me, what's your name? What if you were like Kayla and she was like, well, Kayla, that boba tea you got sounds pretty good.
I think she was trying to be like kind, but it didn't come out that way. And so anyway, I was just very confused. And then she left and I was like, bye bye. She was like, see ya. And then I went out to my car and I sipped on my little rose tea and they were parked right in front of me. And I was like, okay, maybe they wanted to know my name because I am getting trafficked. And or they're judging me and looking through the rearview mirror and looking at me sipping on my disgusting little tea. So anyway, that was my experience getting boba. And now I just never want to go in there ever again. So What's horrifying. Your story about your scheme? Because I remember this vaguely.
I was in line for Jamba Juice. I was second in line.
Yes.
And this girl in front of me, this is at our university, at the Jamba Juice at our university, which we talked extensively about on the first episode that we never aired.
Did we?
Yeah, we really did. I feel like we talked a lot about that Jamba Juice for, like, absolutely no reason. Oh. But this girl, like, she was waiting to take her order, and the people at the Jamba Juice at our school, they take a long time. I mean, to be quite honest, a lot of people go to that Jamba Juice, and they're, like, pretty overwhelmed back there.
It's very...
Not that they're, like, acting like they're overwhelmed.
Yeah, but the line is out the door.
Literally, all the time. And this girl was, like, trying to get their attention because they hadn't taken her order yet. And she, I guess she'd been standing there for quite some time. I don't remember how long I was standing there. But she goes, she's like, excuse me, excuse me. And then she turns to me, or the lady says, we'll be with you in 1 second. This girl turns to me and she goes, I cannot believe they won't take our orders.
Ooh, don't pull me into here. And
I literally went, please leave me out of your white people. Like, I'm not one of those. Well, like, I'm not going to be Karen-ing up this this establishment right now. But good luck, Miss Horse Girl. And then she got on the phone after she got her smoothie. She's sitting at the table with some Jamba Juice. And she's, like, literally complaining to the person on her phone about how long her Jamba Juice took. And I was like, at least leave. Why are we breeding Karens?
That's probably your first mistake. If you wanted very fast service, like very quickly, then you should have not gone to the Jamba Juice on campus. You should know that by now.
Yeah, go somewhere else. Exactly.
You're not going to get fast a smoothie bowl.
Want
real
fast
quick.
Service? Go to a dining hall.
Literally, like, get it yourself because it's not going to be fast. Yeah. That's so weird.
Exactly.
I like...
She was so weird.
That Jamba Juice brings back really good memories because I almost passed out in the line at Jamba Juice.
Yes, we talked about this on our first episode.
Well, that episode is scrapped, so...
I'm actually just going to get rid of everything we're saying right now and put in the stuff from the first episode.
Oh, great.
And, like, it will be, like, noticeably more awkward. Like, everyone's going to be like, what?
Yeah. Our, the Jamba Juice was below the gym that Jake and I used to go to. But not together. We never worked out together. But it was below the gym. And so I was done with my workout, and I go and I stand in line. And I start feeling, like, kind of lightheaded. I don't really know what lightheaded means necessarily. So I think I felt lightheaded. And I remember getting up to order and everything going black. And I'm trying to get my words out, but I was like, I can't see. And then I just remember putting my head down, kind of like, and she's like, are you okay? But I already, like, placed my order and stuff. And I was like, I don't think so. I think I'm going to pass out. So I go over to, like, the table and I just put my head down. And the woman comes over to me. She goes, you still do need to pay for it, but are you okay? And I was like, yes, here's my ID. You can pay for it, because we could pay with our IDs. And so I give her my ID. She comes back with it. And then, like, people from the line that I've had classes with in the past are, like, coming up to me and asking if I'm okay. And I think I was just maybe dehydrated, I think. And that's why I was going to pass out. But
didn't
I felt
she
fine.
Say to you, you can't do that here?
I think something like that. Something along the lines of, like, you're don't do this here. Like, please do not pass out here or something like that. And yeah, it was very dramatic. And so that was the time that I almost passed out. But it was an okay experience because then I got a smoothie bowl and then I felt completely fine. I think I was just, I don't know. I've never passed out before, but I was about to, I think, if I kept standing there. And anyway, what a good time.
Yeah. Good for you. We both have such fun Jamba Juice experiences.
Thank you so much. Jake and I were supposed to go live yesterday on our Instagram, on the Talk Nasty podcast Instagram. And we both were like, okay, I'm going to make a wrap. And Jake was like, okay, I'm going to go shower. And then by the time that both of us both did those things, we're like, we're going to sleep. We'll do this another time. So if you guys are interested in us going live, say something.
If you see something,
say something. Yeah. So,
Nicole, did you have anything else to talk about today?
Why? You want to wrap this up? You're like desperate?
I'm not desperate for anything. I do have to take my dog. I do have to take Tucker on a walk.
That's completely fine.
Empty his anal glands a little more while we're out there.
Oh, Jesus. I think I'm going to go make ramen, to be honest. But I think what I'm doing sounds a little bit more fun than what you're doing.
I think you should work on emptying your anal glands.
I think they're empty. I feel like they're
really
empty.
You seem a little clogged.
No. First, I have no business. Okay, this might be TMI, but it's also kind of a talent. I have no business pooping 3 times before 10 a.m. in the morning. But that's my life. Every single day.
Wait, stop. That was a complete call out. Why? I wake up literally 4 in the morning. Uh-huh. No, I literally do it all the time.
Amazing.
Nicole, I poop 3 times before we even open the store at 8 a.m.
Yeah. Yeah. Why do I do that? Because
I have no idea.
I don't either. Because that happened at Chipotle too. Like, I would wake up in the morning, have my morning poop, get to work, have my work poop, and then I would eat Chipotle for breakfast because that's what we ate for breakfast, and then have my Chipotle poop.
Oh my gosh. I have my morning poop. Then I drink some coffee on my way to work. I drink a little bit of it. Mm-hmm. And then I spend an hour lifting boxes onto mm-hmm. things, and I poop at 6. Then I finish the rest of my coffee, and I poop at 7:30.
That's really good. I'm so happy for you. And, I like that about us, because we can mm-hmm. just tell that both of us are just empty people. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Some people seem like they're full of shit, but we're skinny. Not. And there are some people who poop 3 times a week, and that's normal. You know what I mean? I have seen, poop doctors will say, if you poop 3 times a week, as long as you're going, that's good. I, 3 times a day in the, sorry. 3 times just in the morning? That's a little bit uncalled for it. But anyway,
I will be honest. Myself. I don't poop probably from 3 o'clock on.
I don't know if I can say the same. I don't know. But I feel really proud of myself.
I will poop when I get home from mm-hmm. work, and then not again until the next morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm just amazed at us.
We're just regular.
I think so too. Honestly, yeah. It might happen again because I had coffee today and I had not had coffee in a few months. But I had coffee because before we started this podcast, I started smelling a migraine. I knew a migraine was coming, which I think is kind of cool that I have that ability. So talented. Now. I feel like a dolphin. You're like
Karen from Mean Girls.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know how dolphins use echolocation? I can just smell when a migraine is coming. No, because I have these, they're called phantom smells. And so I'm laying down waiting for our podcast to start and I start smelling a migraine. And I was like, I need to treat this immediately. And I didn't want to take an Excedrin migraine. So I just decided to drink a cup of coffee instead. And that was going to help me. And it did. Because look at me now. Migraine free.
I have phantom smells too. But it's the secretions of my dog's anal glands.
All right, time for a review. If you didn't know, you can leave us 5 stars and also a review on Apple Podcasts, the app. And that helps us out so much because if our ratings are good, then that means that we just get famouser and famouser. And you all know that. We just really want to become so famous. I think our podcast, in general, the Talk Nasty what is it called? Legacy. I think it's
Legacy.
I think it's ranked in the People and Journals type thing. If you go on to, mm-hmm. I think it is. I could be completely wrong, but at least it was before. But now that I did a podcast with you, it may be lower, you know. But someone said, the sound effects. This podcast makes me laugh out loud and not many other podcasts do that. Plus the sound effects / songs are so funny. Keep it up. Jake, that's all you. Jake does all the editing. I'm very excited to listen to the intro for this one. Every single time, it actually does make me LOL. It makes me laugh out loud because I think it's actually really funny. So
you're going to regret saying that.
I'm curious what you're going to do for this next week.
Who knows? I like to keep it fresh and funky. And by fresh and funky, I mean I just go searching through the random Apple loops. What?
Someone said that they don't like you saying Funky Bunch.
Yeah, that's really rude. I like Funky Bunch. I stole it from Jimmy Fallon. He said it on something. Where he came in, he was like, hey, Funky Bunch. And I thought about it every day of my life.
Very nice.
All right, everyone. Thanks for showing up. Make sure you check our Flow page for our social media so you can follow us on all those. And
because we got a heavy-ass flow.
And a wide set page. Have a really good rest of your week, y'all.
Yes. Kisses.
Bye-bye.
Kisses. Bye-bye.
See you next Tuesday.
next Tuesday.
Peace.
On Tuesday.